You're listening to Spin on Golf on WJR. Spin on Golf is sponsored by Rocket and the Rocket Classic. Coming to Detroit Golf Club July 30th through August 2nd. Visit rocketclassic.com for tickets and more information. Once again, live from the Cardinal at St. John's, home of the 2026 LIV Michigan Team Championship. Coming August 27th through the 30th, here are PGA professional Brian Cairns, PGA professional Jordan Young, and WJR Steve Courtney.
And my friends, being Memorial Weekend and all, and again, thank you so very much to our very brave men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, so that we may be the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world. And it's with that.
It's not even close.
Not even close, sir.
Every time I leave this country, I'm like, I can't wait to go home. It's like there's nowhere like America.
And that
nowhere.
That is why we are having a conversation with a fellow pro, Chris David. Talk about something very important, the PGA of America Hope Program. Chris, how are you tonight?
Pretty good, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so
and
very
Brian.
Much.
Here.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I'm dealing with Brian, and you know, your sympathies would be
don't
nice, Chris.
Give him any fuel.
No,
Chris already
I
knows. Chris knows.
We all have our burdens to bear.
You are absolutely right, Chris. Thank you very much for acknowledging. But let's talk about this very important program, the PGA of America Hope Program, teaching veterans about the great game of golf. Chris, take it from there.
Well, the PGA Hope Program, from what I know of, Steve, and I've been doing the one in Michigan for the last 4 years, 5 years. Buddy Whitten was the originator of it, I guess you could say, in Michigan, which has been now 7 or 8 years, maybe 9 by now.
Right.
But it has grown quite a bit. It just, I think they need better funding and so on. But the job that we did, the guys and girls all appreciated it immensely. And I was in the Marine Corps Reserves, and I have still an affinity for the Marine Corps, and I appreciate everything those boys and girls have done. And they come to play golf to take their mind off of whatever it is they're thinking about, and it really is a helpful process, because you have to concentrate on golf, as you know, once you're playing it. So I have seen a lot of PTS people in the last couple years, and it really, I don't want to say depressing, but it's hard for me to accept that these people had to go through this for all of us and our country and so on. And it's the least I can do to help them, because I was given the ability to teach people and golf, and I can't teach much else, but golf I can get across pretty well.
But no, Chris was a good player.
The smiles afterwards are worth everything we do.
I was telling Steve, you know, thank you for what you've done to the whole program at Fox Hills. And, you know, you and Buddy are very instrumental in making that program go. But I was saying that, you know, these guys put in, and I help out in Florida, in the same sentiment from these individuals, these men and women. They're like, we put this in our calendar. This is a big deal in my life.
Yes.
So
yes.
These
yes,
people
it is,
plan though. On it. They look forward to it. They're with people that are going through the same struggles they are, and we hear the stories, and people just have no idea what these people are dealing with. No idea.
That's correct.
And it's very sad, and like you said, it's the least we can do, you know, vis-a-vis. Yep. I did the fundraiser last year for Michigan PGA Hope, but you helping out with the Hope program and instructing these people and just, you know, just talking to them like a normal human being, and like, hey,
You know what, Brian? That is said well, because that's very important, to be a friend to this person. And I still keep in touch with some of them that I taught, you know, a few years ago.
Right.
So it's a very pleasurable thing for us to do to help these people get through whatever they're having to get through.
Yeah.
And,
you know what, fellas?
Well worth it.
Yep.
Chris, BC, you know, golf has been used forever and ever as a wonderful networking source when it comes to business. And then you bring the HOPE program into it, Chris. And as you alluded to, you're bringing in these individuals who, for the most part, each and every one of them have seen things that I wish they didn't, in war, in conflict, what have you. So you're teaching them this great game of golf, and they are able to learn and hang out with individuals of like ability. But more important than that, the golf aspect, is they are able to be around each other who have probably experienced some horrific things in their lives, and they can talk about it, and they've got common ground, and it's a wonderful, wonderful program, Chris. Thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having us highlight this, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. You know, I've been thinking about veterans, people that I know, and just all veterans all together this weekend, especially because of Memorial Day. And it's the least I do. I'll say it again.
Is there a website, Chris, that you know of that our listeners could go to if they wanted to help and keep this program going?
I think that Bill Durham, at the general manager at Fox Hills, might have the answer for you there.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Well, it's Chris. I can help you out. The Michigan PGA website on our homepage, MichiganPGA.com, would have the HOPE program information.
Oh, great.
Boom. Right on the front page, make donations to the HOPE program, make donations to the HOPE program. It, you know, as instructors, we never took any money, and we donated it back to the program. So the program can keep going. These people can keep showing up. And they're oversold, to be frank with you. I mean, these people want to come, and there's a lot more veterans than us. And I wish there was more programs for them. So MichiganPGA.com.
Perfect. Chris David, thank you so very much for your conversation with us tonight. You and yours, enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend.
God bless, Chris.
Well, thank you, Steve and Brian. I appreciate you calling me today, Brian. I'm happy to do this and promote the PGA HOPE program.
Thank you.
All right. Chris David with us here on Spin on Golf. Again, the name of the program, and it's so very important, the PGA of America HOPE program. And, you know, just through that conversation, BC, just a wonderful deal. I don't know who thought of it, but it's absolutely brilliant because, again, you're talking about individuals, sadly, with something negative in common.
And it's such a, you know, and everyone's like, well, that is such a small piece of, or a small, you know, group of people. I'm like, do you understand that this small group of people, take a look around, I could jump in my car and go play golf tomorrow because of this small group of people. You can minimize it all you want, but I think it's a big freaking deal.
I can jump
in my car and do whatever the hell I want.
Well, and here's the thing, and I might get myself in trouble, but I have said for the longest time.
Frank Beckman will back you up.
You know, as we celebrate this Memorial Weekend, you know, as a nation, we all applaud our brave men and women who serve, let alone who paid the ultimate sacrifice. And we say, yeah, we've got the greatest armed forces in the world. Yes, we're number one. And then I know firsthand that when they come home from wherever they saw battle and they need medical help, whether it be physical or mental, it's falling grossly short.
It stinks.
We need to do better.
Yes.
We need, as a nation, the most affluent nation in the world.
I think this is the right radio station to make that kind of statement, by the way.
And I've talked to various politicians about it, and they acknowledge that it is an issue.
Yep.
But it's an issue that we can't have anymore. So I'm sorry. I just had to say.
I get it.
All right, folks. We've got more Spin on Golf coming at you as we continue. We've got Punk of the Week and some other golf-related topics with the one, the only Brian Cairns. Leave it here on 760 WJR.